Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in abundance from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It is true what they say, all roads lead to Rome because they built them. And cities, aqueducts, sanitation, the calendar, postal service, things we still use today, along with efficient armies, with legions, cohorts, centuries, and soldiers, all spreading abroad the wishes and will of Rome through diplomacy, building, and yes, fighting. Centurions played a special role in the army. You can tell who the centurions are because of the dyed horsehair plumed like a crest on their helmet. That's how you can tell them. Also, their fine cloaks that made of cloth attached to their metal armor with leather. Their medals for bravery in battle. Their pila and scutum, or spear and shields. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Their spiked marching boots. Oh, and the 100 men or so who stood in their wake, ready and willing to take their order. Having been excellent soldiers themselves, centurions were an elite class and rank above the rank and file soldiers. And that is saying something, because the Roman army was as brutal as it was fierce. They were awesome in that sense of both brilliance and terror. An amazing fighting unit that bore the presence and pressure of the Roman Empire wherever they went, even abroad, to France and Spain, Turkey and Greece, Britain and Egypt, and places and peoples in between, including Jerusalem, Bethlehem, Nazareth, and the Galilee. All of Jesus' life was lived under the shadow of their control. Affirming that hard truth that good things happen to bad people and bad things happen to good people. From the beginning, Luke is careful to choose his witnesses to tell the Jesus story. And there is always more than meets the eye. Zechariah is a faithful and religious priest who can't believe the angel. And so he ends up mute until his son is born. Mary is a humble and young girl from a forgettable town whose faith has shaped people for millennia. The disciples who founded the Church of Jesus Christ were simple fishermen. And today's witness is a Roman centurion, a powerful soldier. He would give witness to Jesus' power to save. You see, this powerful man from a powerful empire with different gods and all-powerful rulers needed Jesus, a rabbi, a teacher, a healer. You see, the centurion's servant was sick to the point of death. And while he could command an army and hold his own on the battlefield, he could not fix what was broken in his servant's body. His highly regarded servant, the text tells us, his honored servant. The centurion cared about him, someone in service to him, beneath him, below him, an outsider to his family and his country. Not what you would expect from a centurion, someone who would seem like more of a bad guy than a good guy. One, you'd expect good things and not bad things to happen. On paper, the characters in this story are further apart than political colors or directions. On paper, the distance between the centurion and the slave, the servant, is unbreachable. On paper, all would seem to be enemies. But that's not what the story tells us. These people who possibly have heard the words of Jesus to love your enemies and do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who insult you. This teaching of Jesus in chapter 6 of Luke's gospel made a way for Jews and Romans even Jews and Romans, to walk together with their different privileges, customs, hopes, different dreams, different faith. Could it be that there is a way forward together even when we come from very different places? You see, Jesus often turns our expectations upside down. The centurion's care for his servant, and then what the Jewish characters in the book do, in the story. They help him. They help the centurion. They tell the centurion that of course they would help him and ask Jesus. Because after all, this centurion, he was actually one of the good guys, worthy to be helped. He loved the people. He built them a synagogue. We don't know why he can't come to Jesus himself, only that he doesn't. He asks for help. And what we do know is that Jesus goes with the people. No questions, no hesitation. He goes with them on the way to the centurion's house of the empire that one day would crucify him. On the way, the centurion sends friends to send word to ask Jesus to not bother to come and enter his home, that he, the centurion, is not worthy to have Jesus come under his roof. Again, we're not told why, but I think it has something to do with those metal-spiked boots. But the centurion figures that as he commands people, so too can Jesus command healing from afar. We're only told that he trusts Jesus, and he trusts Jesus' words, words that are more powerful than his own, words that affect something he cannot affect, a power that he himself cannot yield. We're only told that in his powerlessness, this powerful man turned to Jesus to ask for help. Bad things happen to good people. Good things happen to bad people. And we are often at a loss for meaning, for power, for words. Except help, please, and mercy. And I can't decide if it's a gift to have these words or a curse to have to use them. But we do use them. As we say goodbye too soon, as we wake up to another day of mental anguish, as we see our loved ones struggle, as we worry about the future, as we watch the world spin madly on, help, please, mercy. Like the centurion, whose faith amazes Jesus, we can turn to Jesus in our powerlessness to ask for help. Jesus will come to us, Luke says, without hesitation, without waiting to see if we're good enough. Jesus will come when called, even from a distance. It is faith that makes a difference in this story. Not power, status, regard, goodness, badness, similarity, or difference, but faith. Faith makes a difference. Faith that caused a centurion at Jesus' own crucifixion to exclaim, "Truly, this man was God's son." Faith that trusts God's promise in Jesus to be with us always. Faith that hears God's command to love one another. Faith that has compelled generations of doctors and nurses to join Jesus' work to heal people through medicine and compassion. Doctors like Luke, our gospel writer, who himself was a physician. Faith that turns us to prayer and also medicine to heal us. Trusting that Jesus changes all things. After all, Jesus makes a way where there is no way. He turns enemies into friends, brings healing to the sick, forgives the sinner, finds the lost, and raises the dead to life. And let's not forget about Rome. After all roads lead there. Once regarded for its empire, its armies, its enemies, is now known for its church and the letter from the Apostle Paul that bears its name, and these words which speak to us still, that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.